Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Our guest this morning from MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey. All right, my friend. So we still don't know who the Brewers will play in that wild card round of the playoffs. We don't know what time our games are, but we do know it's what? The Cubs, the Diamondbacks, and the Marlins all vying for that spot, that opportunity?
Yeah, it really right now looks like the Cubs and the Marlins are the most likely sixth seed in the NL. And the crazy scenario is that the Marlins couldn't finish their game last night against the Mets because it rained and rained and rained in New York. The Marlins are up 2-1 in the ninth inning. And there's a possibility that if this weekend goes a certain way, Miami will have to fly back to New York on Monday to play four outs of a game to decide whether they go to Milwaukee next.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
So we might not even know till Monday.
We should root for that, though, because then a tired, weary Marlins team flies into Milwaukee.
Think about that. The exhaustion of, you know, not knowing, the uncertainty, and then get on a plane, fly to New York, play, you know, for 10 minutes, then fly out to Milwaukee. I would love that scenario.
Well, I think in general, you do root for chaos on the other side because the other team wears out its pitching. Miami has this great young pitcher, Yuri Perez. Remember, he pitched in Milwaukee 6-8. He's shut down for the year. Sandy Alcantara is the Cy Young winner. He's shut down for Miami. So they're sort of thin on pitching. The Cubs' bullpen is very thin. But look, you never know in this weird game, guys. I mean, I remember the Colorado Rockies a couple years ago when the Brewers played game 163 in Chicago. The Rockies were totally worn out. They had been, I think, in L.A. Then they come to Chicago for the wild card game. They win. And then, obviously, the Brewers knock them out in the division series that year. But teams can get hot, especially when they're put their backs against the wall. So, I don't know. It's really interesting. I think you do start to, in baseball, beat your head against the wall when you root for something because you never know how that's going to turn out.
So earlier this week, Adam, Eric asked Brewers manager Craig Counsell for a progress report on Garrett Mitchell, young superstar, and he's like, hey, are we going to see, we gonna have an opportunity to see him back here? And Counts said no. It's like, not going to be available to us for the rest of the season. And there he was last night, took his first pitch since returning and jacked one. What's changed for Garrett Mitchell?
Well, I think they decided they just wanted to see some regular season games. I think they're trying to navigate this because Mitchell had a major injury, and I don't think that should be overlooked. A major shoulder surgery, and when that happened, I think they left the door open to him returning. That sometimes gives the player a light at the end of the tunnel to chase as he's going through this long rehab. I don't think anyone thought this was actually going to come to pass, that he was able to put himself in a position to be in consideration for the postseason roster. And I think after kind of debating also the makeup of the roster in the last couple of days, how many pitchers and hitters they might carry, who the opponent might be, and how many left-handed bats you might want, and how much speed might play in a series like that, I just think there became a scenario where they decided, look, let's just see him in four regular season games. Let him test it out. Let's let our eyes tell us a little more information in addition to what the doctors are telling us about where he's at in his comeback. And they opted to kind of change course a little bit. Things change fast when you get close to the postseason, and the tiniest little edge can make a difference in a series. So they're spending a lot of time debating the makeup of the postseason roster, and this is something they wanted to do.
Adam, you've been covering this team for a long time now, so you've seen all of these postseason games. You've covered them closely. Tell us how this year, how this roster is different than any previous one and why we may have more hope potentially this year.
Well, the postseason is all about overthinking everything that exists on paper.
Yes.
I don't always agree, but the fun part about this is looking at everything on paper and the matchups and how teams might match up against each other. The strength of the Brewers is obvious. Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, Freddie Peralta. And that last turn when they all went through the rotation didn't go as planned in Miami last weekend. But on paper, that is super formidable. And the way that, remember, if they can get past this best of three in the first round, the division series has an extra off day baked in now into the schedule. You can use three pitchers, if things line up right, to get through an entire five-game series. So the Brewers could have those three horses for all potentially five of those games against the Dodgers if they can get into round two. And look, the Dodgers starting pitching is kind of a mess as well. So the Brewers are in a good position with their pitching at the front end and, of course, at the back with Devin Williams if they can just score a little bit. And they did that over the last 6 weeks, and that's why they have hope that they can make a deep postseason run.
Appreciate it, Adam. Looking forward to talking next week when we are actually in it and we have playoff baseball back here in Milwaukee.
All right, see you guys.
And by the way, we should mention, don't assume that everything's sold out next week.
Oh, there are tickets available.
There are tickets you can get for any one of those
Tuesday,
games.
Wednesday, Thursday, yeah. If we need it. Right? Mm-hmm. It'd be a two-game series. If we lose one in there, I guess you could get swept, and then it'd be two games the other way. But no, could be as many as three games, and there are tickets still available through the Brewers. 752.